grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley. You there, Chris? Come in.
Oh, shit. No, here I am.
You're on air now, Chris Valley.
Boy. I was mute, guy. You're on mute.
Okay. Muting the phone with your face. One of those.
Yeah, I'm working it out eventually.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I was just saying to Chris off air that I recently had a tiny little baby girl with my partner, and I'm just in that weird twilight zone of being a newish parent and looking after a little kid, but not sleeping very much at night, but having a good time.
Nice. Bloody hell. Congratulations, Johnny.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Thanks, Chris.
Awesome. Hey,
but this evening, it's not about me. It's about you, Chris. There is a huge cannabis law reform event happening in Albert Park this weekend, which I feel like we should plug the crap out of.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that is, of course, J-Day. And not just about me, it's about everyone. Mm-hmm. And but particularly, this is actually our 30th J-Day. Incredible. And slightly hesitant to say, been there for most of them. Certainly was there for the first one. And 30 years ago. So it's incredible. And it actually reminds me, too, of another anniversary. This year, 2022, 95 years of cannabis prohibition in New Zealand, which started mm-hmm. way back in 1927, the Dangerous Drugs Act. And bloody hell, 95 years. But I think what this, we were talking about this the other day amongst some of our, cannabis alumni, and it kind of gives us an opportunity, a way to put the referendum behind us.
Yes.
And look at what's in front of us, which is a looming centenary, 100 years of cannabis prohibition. And I think if my calculations are right, if that anniversary comes to pass, if we don't get this law changed in the next 5 years, we might be the only country to actually make that anniversary.
Wow.
Certainly the other ones that did it around that time have all legalized it. In particular, America. But we were actually one of the first. 1927, we were 10 years ahead of America, to be honest. And they've in that time, they've gone and legalized it in the meantime. So
wow, there's a
bloody hell. You know, it's a bit of a wake up call in a way. But as I say, it's a bit of a let's stop thinking about what happened a couple of years ago with the referendum. Let's draw a line in the sand. That was a vote on a particular question, and what we've got to do now is focused on, as I say, what's ahead of us, which is this looming centenary, and it's a bit of a kick out of pants. We've got to get this bloody law changed, because it will be highly embarrassing for New Zealand as a country if we ever meet that in 2027, if we get there and haven't changed the law. How shameful will that be?
I mean, there's a news story there, mate. I'm sure you've just, anyone out there listening in the print media, aka digital media, pick it up and run with it. You know,
that's right. And and I feel like this is the time where an MP should step up and put in a private members bill, you know, and maybe learning from what was put to the vote, but also learning from what's going on overseas. And let's get it back before Parliament and test what Parliament is willing to pass. And one thing they could look at, here's something pretty cool that just happened yesterday. American cannabis company from Las Vegas, of all places, and of course cannabis is legal over there in Nevada, Las Vegas, and they have partnered with a cannabis company in Thailand to open what is actually the first international first kind of American or international presence anywhere in a cannabis market, I guess, the cannabis industry in Asia. So this is like a first for Asia. And they're opening a cannabis clinic on the main road of Bangkok, I forget what it's called, but it's that main touristy kind of bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're targeting the entire Asian population with come on over to Thailand and get your cannabis. And the way that they're doing it, they're even calling themselves Golden Triangle Health, for goodness sake. And the way that they do it over there is it's very open at the local farmer level. Pretty much anyone can get involved. I've met some of the people that are licensed over there. And it's very easy to get your permit and grow your cannabis and do a traditional recipe. And then you take it to this government-owned pharmaceutical lab, which cleans it all up and does an extraction and gives it all its permits and licensing, and then you take it back off them. So the government has actually stepped in to provide all the expensive equipment and testing and that kind of stuff. And that lets your ordinary people, your small kind of village growers of the Thai sticks and things, that lets them be involved.
Mm.
And I thought that was pretty cool. And actually the guy, the main guy running it over there, this new clinic, Jhulpa Sukhasapan, also known as Mr. Weed, he's like, come on over. And, you know, Thai people are pretty cool. And in fact, he says, you know, because we're Buddhist, we're cool, we smoke dope. And you can quote me on that. That is, in fact, I think that's their new slogan. We're Buddhist, we're cool, and we smoke dope.
Where else in the world has really pushed a recreational cannabis, you know, like tourist market? I feel like the Dutch had kind of been, I mean, while it has been obviously the key attraction there for a long time, or one of the, you know, like reasons people travel there. I mean, globally, who else really has walked that line and said, look, we're a great destination for coming and enjoying cannabis?
Probably America more than anywhere, to be honest. The place that really pushed it on the rest of the world and got everyone to sign up. And now, particularly places like Nevada, and even California, Colorado, none of these places require residency or kind of any, you know, you don't have to pass a test to walk in the door. The idea is to provide cannabis for adults and so that you're not, you know, on the street asking the wrong sorts of people or you know, fueling kind of crime and getting cannabis that could be toxic and poisonous.
Yes.
So, yeah, probably America more than anywhere, eh, at the moment. Mm-hmm. And right, I'm actually heading over to Amsterdam next month.
Oh, nice.
And now the travel's reopened, you know, I've got to go. But I hear it's been a bit tightening up over the last few years, particularly with regards to tourists. And there was talk about having this thing called a weed pass there, where you did have to, you know, to be Dutch to go in.
Mm-hmm.
But what I also heard is the local authorities and the coffee shops were not doing it or enforcing it, and it kind of was just like a bit of a in name only kind of thing.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'll be able to report back, hey, next month when I'm over there. I'll be able to let you know exactly how I get on with some investigative journalism of attempting to purchase some cannabis in Amsterdam.
Mm. Well, I will have to give you a buzz if you have time over there and that lines up. We can use the power of the internet to get a nice clean
line
for you.
I'll have to find somewhere that's open at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Now, what's next, Chris? Are we keeping it overseas, or we've got some local stories here as well?
Oh, one last thing, I guess, while we're on that topic of what is happening, and that's Ohio, which is not one of your places where you kind of first think, yeah, they've legalized cannabis. Turns out they have. And $374 million US in tax revenue is what they're forecast to get in their first year. I crunched some rough numbers based on the population and put that out to us, and that would be about $300 million a year in New Zealand. Is what we'd be bringing in if we did it the same way as Ohio.
What does that buy? School lunch for everyone?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like small change, you know. It's enough to do something with.
Mm-hmm. A new hospital?
Could be a couple of years, eh?
Mm.
But, yeah. And, hey, so local news. There's been a couple of local stories. One was that some talk about choppers. Which we've talked about a few times on the show, with the police bringing back the helicopter operations this last summer, but it turns out it's actually quite controversial among the police.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff has broken a story. It's been covered by a lot of other local media outlets. Police division over controversial cannabis operation. They did an Official Information Act request, and it turns out all the districts are talking amongst each other, and only 3 of them out of the 12 actually wanted to do the getting up in the helicopter, and the rest of them were just saying, well, hey, there's actually, you know, there's no evidence. And even one says, there's no evidence of the price of a tinny ever changes. which is an indicator on whether they're having an effect on supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one, Canterbury District Commander John Price said, the intelligence is not there to support benefit realization. When our focus has been on other drugs, to show there is an issue. and in particular they're talking about methamphetamine and organised crime and things like that, and that was in fact what the Bay of Plenty police did too. So yeah, really interesting that actually most of these police bosses just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that would probably sort of might be a signal as to why there was no clear message coming out from the police. Maybe there was obviously a few unhappy people not wanting to talk about it and kind of scrapping over it.
Yes, yes, that's right. And my heart goes out to the people of the East Cape and Central North Island who did get it.
Mm-hmm.
And Tasman, top of the South Island. Got the helicopters too, but interestingly enough, you know, because we called for sightings and things here on the show, on our website, online, and I know that other people are trying to do that too, and we had reports of, like, out West Auckland, we had reports of the Coromandel, but according to this, no, unless the Coromandel counts as Central North Island, which I'm not quite sure it does, but, yeah, apparently, according to the police, it was Tasman, Central and Eastern. Were the ones that got hammered. So,
do the police report how many plants they pull out with these operations?
They haven't in this. This was just a discussion about whether they should do it, I guess. Mm-hmm. But usually they do. The spraying, though, it's a bit of an estimation. They're not actually counting the plants. They're kind of estimating. So, you know, who knows? But they like to tally it all up and supply a kind of dollar figure and then say they've prevented, you know, X million dollars of harm and this sort of thing. So, they do keep a bit of a tally. We'll see if we can get hold of those figures.
Nice. And
but certainly what they're saying in here is no matter what they've got in the past, it just hasn't made a dent in supply, and so it hasn't made any effect on price or on availability. So, you know, what's the point? What's the point in doing it if that's your outcome?
Mm-hmm. Well, now you've got a story out of Otago. Kind of ties in with the J-Day thing.
Yes, this was just from yesterday. Stay off the grass, cannabis supporters told. What a classic headline. And broken by the Otago Daily Times, this was around J-Day in Dunedin, which, of course, is happening this Saturday in a few places. We've got Dunedin and Hastings. I think even Invercargill might be having something. There's certainly a big one up here in Auckland and up in Whangarei up north. But in Dunedin with the Octagon, did have a bit of an occupation down in the Octagon the last few months, and the grass, the actual grass of the Octagon, has been a bit trampled.
Yeah, there's a photo. Bit of a double booking.
We have the People Supporting Freedom in Palestine will be at the Octagon, as well as J-Day. And that's all good. So what the council, with a bit of humour, I think this was, they knew it would end up in the media by just putting that in their little release. Stay off the grass. And a bit of humour, I think, that shows that they're Dunedin Council. But basically, the two groups will both occupy, both be there, and at kind of, I guess, the different sides of the Octagon, or same sides, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah,
mix and mingle.
And I know that the local Dunedin cannabis activists and the Palestine activists have all been in touch over it as well, so we're all good. But yeah, good headline there, eh?
Nice one. Hey, and Chris, we've had a question come through. What bands are playing J-Day in Auckland?
Jeez. Okay, we'd like to keep that a bit of a mystery, to be honest.
Okay, right.
there is going to be at least one band, I believe. Might even be two.
Mm-hmm.
But we have Jaffa Sounds organising the PA. We've got Hasbeats, I know.
Oh, yeah,
and,
nice.
We're going to keep the rest a surprise.
Okay.
He says, trying to cover himself. And come on down for the education and the information and the camaraderie. And I think what a lot of people are looking forward to is just reconnecting with friends, people I haven't seen for the last couple of years and things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of information and talking and awareness. That's kind of the main thing of J-Day. Of course, I'm not saying the music isn't an attraction and so on. Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
So come on down. It's a full sensory experience, shall we say.
Excellent. Chris Fowley from The Hemp Store, thank you very much. And we'll see
you
at J-Day.
Thank you, Johnny. Hey, if you're up on K-Road tonight, everyone's open late too. It's first Thursday, bunch of DJs and various things going on. I know that we're staying open a bit late here at The Hemp Store as well. That's tonight up on K-Road. And, of course, a bit of a warm-up practice for J-Day, shall we say.
Yeah, awesome. All right, mate. All the best.
All right. Yep. Bye.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.